The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
I am the oldest of my brothers and sisters. There's seven of us born in 9 years. Are any of you all the oldest of your brothers and sisters? Okay. True to the pattern for this birth position, I was the responsible one. Would that fit for some of you all too? My three youngest siblings had it much easier than us older kids. At least that's what we thought. By the time they came along, my folks had pretty well been worn down by the four older boys. They let them do things that we were never allowed to do at their age. The three little kids got paid for chores they did around the house, plus an allowance. We never got an allowance, and the only payment for chores done was permission to continue living in that house. I bought my own first car for $125. It needed work. And I paid the insurance and gas money myself, as did my three next brothers. The last two kids got cars given to them, new cars, with the insurance and repairs paid. They even got an increase in their allowance to pay for the gasoline. Was this fair? Well, if you're comparing, no. But I have no reason to complain. My parents did an excellent job of raising me. And anyway, I like being the first. They were better off financially when the last ones came along. And so they did for them things that they could not have done for me and my older and the brothers. And I'm happy they were able to do so. That is the heart of Jesus' message in today's parable of the vineyard workers. The last hired had it much easier than the first hired. Yet the master gave them all the same amount of pay. Was this fair? Well, if you're comparing, no. But the first hired have no reason to complain. The master fulfilled his contractual obligation to them, gave them everything they had agreed on, everything they had coming. Moreover, these first hired didn't have to spend the whole day worrying about how they were going to put food on the table for their family that evening. The last hired might well have spent the whole day fretting and worrying about how am I going to get money for the food. Rather than complain, the first hired should be happy that the last hired are not going to go hungry. And anyway, what the master did for the last hired was none of their business. It was his money. He can do with it what he wants. Today's parable of the vineyard workers ends with a saying of Jesus that should really kind of sober us up. The last will be first, and the first will be last. When it comes to God's blessings, you and I are in a lot of ways among the first, regardless of our birth position. We live in the wealthiest country in the world. We have received the Catholic faith. We live in a peaceful city. All the things that we worry about, other places don't even have to be able to worry about it because it's not even a possibility for them. Okay. We are among the first, while the disadvantaged in our community and in our world are among the last, those who have received the least. We don't lack anything we need, and we certainly, to look around this room, don't worry much about putting food on the table. our problem is likely to be too much food rather than not enough. But note also that in today's gospel, it's not merely because they are first that the first will be last, but rather because they who are first, who have undeservedly received so much of God's blessings and mercy, despite having received all that, they now oppose God extending that same mercy to others. And that's why they're the last. Over and over again, the Gospels emphasize that the only ones who will be great in God's kingdom are those who cast their lot with the poor. And that's the message I'd like to leave with you today as we celebrate this marriage anniversary Mass. You who have been blessed with so many years of love and commitment and fidelity to each other, you who have been blessed with healthy children and healthy grandchildren and great-grandchildren, some of you all, I bet there's even some great-great-grandchildren for some of you, who've been blessed in so many ways, we must not forget that most couples are not this blessed. Many couples, marriages don't last. And I'm sure probably some of you, many of you, have family members, at least in the extended family, who are divorced or who widowed or who got big problems with their kids. And so we should remember that we who have been blessed by God with so many advantages will receive mercy from God in the world to come only in the measure that we live our lives in merciful solidarity with the disadvantaged. As Jesus says in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy."